You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Firefighters in the North Bay have beaten back the flames mostly, and residents who fled the fires are heading home, those who still have homes. Many are just beginning to understand what it will take to rebuild or find a new place to call home. KALW's Nina Gensler-Debs met one woman in Santa Rosa who'd been displaced by a fire once before.
When Pamela Voiles got the knock on her door to evacuate, she already had a bag ready.
I had copies of certain pictures in my bag. I had emergency water, energy bars. I was more prepared than most people because I had been through a fire before.
I first met Pamela at an evacuation shelter at the Finley Community Center. She's in her late 50s with a slight limp and dark purple hair. She's been staying here with her dog.
This is Blue. This is my service animal.
Hi, Blue.
She's an Irish Staffordshire and a blue tick hound.
In the fall of 2015, Pamela was living on Cobb Mountain in Lake County. Things were looking up for her. After a few run-ins with the law, she tells me she left an abusive relationship and got sober. She went to rehab and cleared her record. She got a handle on some of her health issues, lung disease and chronic pain from an incident in 2000 where, she says, someone attacked and robbed her.
I've been in pain ever since then. I had to teach myself how to walk all over. They wanted to put me in a wheelchair. And it's like, no, I'm not going.
Pamela was just starting to get back on her feet. But then, one September afternoon, a fire broke out nearby. She had 20 minutes to gather her things and leave. By the time the Valley Fire was contained, almost 2,000 buildings were gone, including her apartment.
And so I had no place to go back to. You know, there just wasn't anything that I could afford up there at the time, or housing. There wasn't enough housing for people. And so that's why I came down to Santa Rosa.
Pamela spent most of 2 years in and out of Santa Rosa homeless shelters. She's now bracing herself for the psychological aftermath of having to flee from flames yet again.
It just brought all those feelings and those flashbacks of the Valley Fire.
She also knows how hard it is to find housing after a fire, especially if you don't have a job. Pamela's on disability. Shelter workers helped her save up to rent an apartment in Santa Rosa.
So I probably put in 30 applications to different places.
And finally, after years of waiting, she got a Section 8 voucher and found a one-bedroom that would take a large dog. She's so grateful for all the support that she volunteers with shelters, the living room and the Rose. Her favorite place to help out is homeless with pets. She moved into her new place about 7 months ago. It was an adjustment.
You have to get used to being back in your home again. It's like, oh, I can walk around the corner and go to the bathroom. I don't have to drive to a certain building and go. Or I can take a shower whenever I want to, you know? I can change my clothes whenever I want to.
When I talk to Pamela at the shelter, she's waiting for news about her home. It's just across the highway from the Fountain Grove neighborhood, where the fire consumed hundreds of buildings.
I've been told by other people that we might be able to go back. Maybe tomorrow, you know, because between the gas lines rupturing and down power lines, we just don't know.
Later that night, she calls and tells me that she's allowed to visit her place during the day, as long as she's out by the sunset curfew. So the next morning, we head over.
Wow, smells a lot smokier here.
Yeah, it is. Oh, we got plenty of...
Pamela's apartment complex looks pretty good. Her place is homey, filled with knickknacks. There are lots of boxes piled in corners. She says she hadn't had time to fully unpack yet. We walk around, inspecting her bedroom, the bathroom, the kitchen.
Oh, you have water?
Yeah.
That is. That's great. Yep, that's water.
Still no electricity, though. Pamela shows me her jewelry table, which takes up most of one wall of her apartment.
I do a lot of crafts. I make owls out of pine cones. And before the Valley Fire, I had picked up a lot of the pine cones before all the trees burnt.
2 years after the Valley Fire, Lake County is still trying to rebuild. There was an estimated $1.5 billion in losses. Like Pamela, people left the area for better housing, though it's not clear exactly how many. Now, Santa Rosa will likely face the same problems. The fire destroyed 4% of the city's housing stock in the midst of a regional housing crisis. And thousands of people will be looking for a new place to call home.
I don't know exactly what they're going through, but I know what I went through. So I help wherever I can help.
Pamela is back in her apartment now. She's still waiting for the gas to be hooked up again. She's grateful that her place and all her things are still here. And she empathizes with those who lost everything.
Some of these people that have gone through this fire here in Santa Rosa, I feel for them. Because when I first went through the fire, it was confusing, devastating, mentally, emotionally, physically.
Pamela is one of the lucky ones this time. But for anybody who struggles to pay the rent, anybody who's more vulnerable because they don't have family support or have lost their job, and for the almost 3,000 homeless living in Sonoma County, life will likely be harder. These fires have long-lasting ramifications for the people who had homes, but also for the ones who didn't. In Santa Rosa, I'm Nina Gensler-Debs for Cross Currents.